broadcasting and recording.
Great, thanks. The open session of the Board of Directors of the University of Texas Tech A&M Investment Management Committee is now reconvened. Today is March 24, 2020. The time is now 11:36. During the executive session, the board received an update on computer security assessments related information resource technology, deliberated the purchase, exchange, lease, and value of real property, deliberated individual personal compensation matters, but no action was taken nor decisions made, no vote was called for or had by the board in executive session. All right. So to have some Rick Rich review the board to propose amendments to cap lease and related cap budget.
We're bringing people in. Here we go.
I'm sorry, I was.
The proposed amendments to the lease.
Do you have everybody? We're waiting. All right, just one second.
So the request that we're asking the board for is to authorize Britt and I to continue to negotiate with UT System for the potential expansion and extension of the current UTEMCO lease.
So moved. Right. May have a motion to allow the CEO to negotiate with Board of Regents on an amended lease agreement for office space.
So moved.
Second? Is there a second?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, may I have a motion to approve a capital budget related to the amended lease agreement of how much, Brett?
$2.5 million.
A lease agreement of $2.5 million. Do you have a motion?
So moved.
For a second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next up are the committee reports, and you guys can condense and consolidate as much as possible. So we've got tab 8, have a risk committee, one action item section, consider after Director Rothrock's report. Director Rothrock, please provide your report.
Thank you, Chairman Hillebrand. The Cyber Risk Committee held its initial meeting via teleconference on March 5th. Members of the committee include Robert Gant, Janice Longera, and me. All members of the committee were present at the meeting. The committee considered one action item, the approval of the charter of the Cybersecurity Committee, which was approved as drafted with the expectation that the name of the committee would be changed to Cyber Risk Committee of by this board, which we approved earlier in this meeting. The board also must approve the charter of the committee. The committee must also meet an executive session to review the report of Ernst & Young on the computer security assessment they performed related to the corporation's information resources, technology, and information security. A condensed version of that report was provided to this board in executive session earlier. No committee action was taken, and the board action is not required to be taken with respect to the EY report. There is a resolution in tab 8 for this board's consideration related to the charter of the Cyber Risk Committee. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my report.
Great. Thanks, Ray. May I have a motion to approve the resolution in tab 8?
Move approval.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Second.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Tab 9, Audit and Ethics Committee, one action item after Director Hanley's report. Director Hanley, please provide your report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Audit and Ethics Committee convened via teleconference on March 5th. Members of the committee included myself, Cliff Thomas, Red Weaver, all were present. Committee considered two action items at the meeting. Minutes of the November 21st, 2019 meeting were approved as drafted, and the Deloitte & Touche LLP audit results and communications for the corporation for the fiscal year ended August 31st, 2019 were approved, subject to approval by this board. Routine matters of the committee included a report from CISI on fund compliance matters for the 3 months ended November 30th, 2019, quarterly report on the institutional compliance program and an update on the fiscal year 2020 action plan. He also provided report on new contracts over $250,000, of which there were none. Stone also presented the unaudited financial statements without footnotes for the funds, the unaudited financial statements with footnotes for the corporation for the 3 months ended November 30th, 2019. Sissy also reported on the results of the committee's self-assessment. Each committee member responded to 30 questions. Of all the responses, all were agree or somewhat agree, except for one, which related to a periodic review of the charter. So from here forward, review of the charter, the committee will be an annual agenda item. Committee also heard a report from Eric Polonsky of the UT System Audit Office on results of the consulting engagement performed relative to the risk management team's monitoring activity. He reported that the information reported by the risk management team to the risk committee at each meeting is accurate, complete, adequately supported, but noted that opportunities exist to strengthen internal controls. Based on the results of the engagement, the risk management team is updating its procedures and strengthening its documentation of the investment risk scorecard reviews and use of derivatives by external managers under agency agreements. Robert Cowley, the audit partner in charge from Deloitte & Touche that is responsible for the audit of the corporation, discussed that audit. He reported a clean, unqualified audit was issued on January 24th. Also noted there had been no change in significant accounting policies from the prior year and that there are significant accounting estimates such as property and equipment, leases, and accrued compensation that are reviewed, and there were also no significant changes in these estimates from the prior year. There were no uncorrected misstatements, no material misstatements, and no disagreements with management. He stated the auditors had received full cooperation from the entire team. There was also no change in management's representation letter from the prior year. That concludes the stuff from the external audit. There is a resolution in tab 9 for the sports consideration related to the audit of the corporation and financial statement audit results and communication for the corporation for the fiscal year ended August 31st, 2019. That concludes my report.
Thanks, Shannon. May I have a motion to approve the resolution related to the audit of the corporation?
So moved.
So moved. Rothrock.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item, Risk Committee. Robert, please give us your report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Risk Committee met via teleconference on March 5th. Members of the committee participating in the meeting were Janice Longoria and Ray Rothrock. Brad Weaver was unable to attend the meeting. At our meeting, we considered two action items, the minutes of the November 21st, 2019 committee meeting, which were approved as drafted, and the proposed amendments to the charter of the committee, which were also approved as drafted. The proposed amendments to the charter also require the approval of this board. Routine business included a report from SISI on fund compliance matters for the quarter ended November 30th, 2019, including the risk dashboard, as well as the annual report on the institutional compliance program and an update on the fiscal year 2020 action plan. The committee also received a market and portfolio risk update from Moody and a report on the results of the committee's self-assessment. Our four committee members answered a total of 128 questions. All that were answered either agree, 122 of those, or somewhat agree, 6. All committee members are satisfied with the committee's performance and effectiveness, but may need to develop a greater understanding of reporting by UZI and the data used in the risk models. And like the Audit and Ethics Committee will be doing, we will begin to review our charter on an annual basis. There is a resolution in tab 10 for this board's consideration related to the proposed amendments to the charter of the Risk Committee. Mr. Chairman, this concludes the report from the Risk Committee.
Great. Thanks, Robert. Any further discussion on risk? So may I have a motion to approve the proposed amendments to the charter of the Risk Committee?
So moved.
Ray.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Finally, Ray Rothrock, provide a report on behalf of the compensation. Ray, take it away.
Yes, sir. Thank you. The compensation met via teleconference on March 5th. The members of the compensation committee include Robert Gant, Janet Hanley, Ray Nixon, and me. All members of the committee were present at the meeting. The committee considered one action item, the approval of the minutes of its December 5th, 2019 meeting, which was approved as drafted. The committee also met in executive session to discuss potential changes to the weighting of performance awards for the program participants in the compensation program for the performance period ending June 30th, 2021. No action was taken on this discussion. The committee also heard a report regarding the results of the committee self-assessment. There is a consensus among the committee members regarding overall satisfaction with the committee's performance and effectiveness. Of 104 questions answered, 98% of the responses were either agree or somewhat agree. Two members answered somewhat disagree to having enough time in advance of meetings to allow sufficient time to study and understand the committee meeting materials. The members agreed that depending on the content of the meeting, the materials should be distributed in a timely fashion, allowing enough time for the committee members to study them. Mr. Chairman, that concludes the report of the Compensation Committee.
Thanks, Ray, very much. Let's see, no resolutions. All right. Let's see. And finally, Director Hicks, can you please give your report on policy?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Policy Committee convened via teleconference on March 5th. Members of the Policy Committee include Janet Hanley, Ray Nixon, Cliff Thomas, and myself. Cliff Thomas was not able to participate. The committee considered one action item, the approval of the minutes held, meeting held on November 21st, which was approved as drafted. We also heard a brief report regarding the results of the self-assessment. Policy Committee members responded to 76 questions and expressed overall satisfaction with the committee's performance and effectiveness. We also had the same takeaway from the self-assessment. We should be performing an annual review of the charter of the committee, which we will begin to do. Mr. Chairman, unless anyone has any questions, that concludes the report for the Policy Committee.
Great. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. It's now 11:48. We have 12 minutes, so we are on time. Brett, any kind of closing commentary? I'll say one thing. In the time of crisis, if you haven't prepared, it's too late. There's a great saying. I'm not sure what it is, but I really feel confident you guys are on top of your game. You've prepared, and it is really critically important, and as you know, to give a stable, thoughtful, calm perspective on the market and how the endowment's performing. I think it's really important for all the university presidents that they know their endowment is safe. So just, and from my perspective, keep doing what you're doing, and let's continually try to get better. So with that, any closing comments on your part?
Yes, sir, just very, very, very briefly. First of all, I want to thank everybody on this phone call for all the encouragement and support. We need to encourage and support one another during this time. The issues that we're prioritizing now. First of all, one of the statements, Jeff, is four P's. James Baker, prior preparation prevents poor performance. And that's actually a part of our cultural values. So
thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. And you're right. What we did to prepare the organization for pretty much anything that happened is really serving us well now. You know, five or six just things to mention. You know, we're going to what we call the Pareto principle model, which is everybody is focused down on the 20% that really makes the most difference. And you know, we're asking everyone to discontinue focus on other things that we can do later. So we want to care for our people, our clients, for you guys, and for our constituents. So there'll be increased transparency. One of our mantras is get ahead of the curve, and we're going to do that. I think we'll be there by the end of this month. We're managing our liquidity and our contingency plan, and so far so good. You know, we're recalibrating our future commitments and relationships to current circumstances. Our team's doing well. We're taking a look at our full potential capital calls because they could be outsized now, and so we want to control that and get ahead of it. We are going to, as Jeff, as you suggested, recalibrate the UTEMCO University Lands 10-year forecast. And, you know, we're going to continue to maximize and optimize all the technology that we have, which, you know, I'm surprised because they've made it so easy that even I can use it so far. So we're in good shape right now, and that's what we plan to stay the same.
Great. Wonderful. Any other comments? Ray, Janet, Robert, anybody? Janice?
Well, just to quote, if you may remember that TV program, Hill Street Blues, when the sergeants, before they would go out, be careful out there. Let's be safe out there. So.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Brent. Great job.
Yeah,
thanks
great
to
job,
everyone.
Guys.
Yeah, appreciate it, everybody.
Bye.
All right, unless there's any further, we're adjourning. Time's now 11:52. Meeting is adjourned. Thanks. Take care.
Thank you.
Later, Jeff. Be fine.